Hello and welcome to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The game between the Yokohama Bay Stars and Hiroshima Toyo Carp is about to get underway. On the mound for the Hiroshima Toyo Carp is Hasegawa. He's finished his warm-up pitches, and in stands Onishi, playing left field for the Bay Stars this afternoon. And the first pitch by Hasegawa misses low and away for ball one, and this game is now underway at exactly 1:30 p.m. Second offering on the inside part of the plate at the knees, called strike one to Onishi. The third offering swung on and lined over a jumping Kokubo at short into left center field. Base hit. So the Bay Stars get the leadoff man aboard here in the first inning. Kokubo doing very well since being called up a couple of weeks ago. Batting 429, that'll improve that. And next up is Nishi, the Bay Stars second baseman. He's showing bunt to the throw to first, as Onishi diving back in. Nishi's batting 280 on the season. One home run and 10 RBIs. The first offering to Nishi is bunted up the first baseline. Pitcher Hasegawa fields the ball, throws to Higashide, covering first for out number one. Sacrifice bunt is successful. So with one away, the Bay Stars have a runner at second base. And that'll bring up center fielder Kinjo. Kinjo is batting 301 on the season. One home run, seven RBIs. A first offering. This is down low, ball one. Hasegawa from the set position. His second offering just misses low and away, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count. Number three batter, Kinjo. We're in the top of the first inning. One away and runner at second base. Hasegawa turns and fakes a throw to second base. Onishi walks back to second. Now takes the lead. Hasegawa comes set. Catcher setting up low and away. The pitch misses up high over the plate. Ball three. No strikes, three balls to count to Kinjo. Hasegawa comes set again. The no three pitch in there, just over the belt, called strike one. Today is Children's Day throughout Japan and in Korea as well, as I've been reading on East Windup Chronicles. Throw to second base. Onishi back in time, standing up. The fifth offering misses up high and away. Ball four. So Kinjo draws a base on balls. That puts runners at first and second with one away, and number four batter, Murata, coming to bat. Shunichi Murata, batting .261 on the season with 7 home runs and 23 RBIs. Hit a home run yesterday. Takes first pitch for a called strike one on the inside part of the plate. Murata's home run going for naught yesterday, as the Bay Stars gave up 6 runs in the 8th for a come-from-ahead loss. Next offering misses just inside, ball one. One strike, one ball. One out. Runners at first and second. We're in the top of the first inning. The third offering swung on and lined to left field. One bound in front of the left fielder. The throw home is cut off, but Onishi held. After rounding third base really big. So that loads the bases for the Bay Stars. Third base coach playing a little more cautious than he has at the beginning of the season, where it seemed like the Bay Stars were getting tagged out at home almost daily. That'll bring up first baseman Uchikawa, batting .404 on the season with 1 home run and 9 RBIs. The first offering swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Akahoshi goes back. It's off the wall. It gets past Akahoshi on the rebound. Akahoshi runs it down, but not before the bases are cleared. No, not cleared. Murata held at third base, so a 2-run double off the fence in right by Uchikawa on the first pitch. Uchikawa hit it to straightaway center. So the Bay Stars strike first here. And take a 2-0 lead here in the top of the first. We only have one away with runners at second and third. And number 6 batter, right fielder Yoshimura, coming to the plate. Yoshimura batting .231, 7 home runs and 12 RBIs. Fouls the first pitch back to the backstop. Strike one. Yoshimura stands in. Catcher sets up low and away. The pitch misses up high over the plate again. Pitcher not throwing where the catcher is setting up. Nonetheless, that evens the count up at 1-1. And pitching coach is heading out of the dugout to have a word with Hasegawa. In the meantime, in other games, Nishioka for the Chibolote Marines hits a 2-run home run to give the Marines a 2-0 lead over Oryx in the top of the third inning. They're playing at Kobe today, I believe. Okay, pitching coach has had his word. And the next offering, low and away, but swung on a miss by Yoshimura. Two strikes and a ball. Yes, Lokta is at Kobe. My correspondent, Dixon, reaffirms. And the next pitch is lifted deep to center field. Going back. Haita! Home run! Yoshimura, a three-run home run to center field. Just left of center. And the Bay Stars take a 5-0 lead here in the top of the first inning. Wow, we have really needed some runs. And that really helps. No, I'm not going to pretend to not be biased. So, cleanup doing the job. Driving in 5. First pitch to shortstop Fujita. Misses low and away. Ball 1. The second offering swung on, grounded to short. Kokobo up with the ball. 1 bounds it to the first baseman, but Kurihara makes a fine dig, getting the ball for out number 2. Good play by first baseman Kurihara there on the throw in the dirt. And Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo's dirt is not easy to play. The first offering to catcher Tsuruoka misses high and tight. Ball 1. Tsuruoka batting 250 on the season with no home runs and 1 RBI. The second offering down the middle called strike 1. The next offering swung on and lined over a jumping third baseman into left field. Base hit. The hit parade continues for the Bay Stars here in the first inning. That's the 5th Bay Star hit of the inning. And that brings us to the pitcher spot. David Williams. The first pitch is at the shins, called strike 1. This is David Williams' first appearance here in Japan. He swings and grounds the ball on a high hop to second baseman Higashide, who throws to first for the final out of the inning. But the Bay Stars in the first bat around and score 5 to take a 5-0 lead. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo, the final year of this stadium's use as the home stadium for the Hiroshima Toyo Carp. It served them well since about the 1960s. It's very old and not exactly a pleasant stadium, according to many of the people who have played there. I've been there. I thought it was a nice little stadium. Quaint. Nonetheless, for the Hiroshima Toyo Carp, it'll be Akamatsu, Amaya, and Alex, the Carp outfielders, leading off the bottom of the first. On the mound for the Bay Stars is Williams. He went 0-1 in two games for the Mets last year with a 22.85 ERA. Oh, that was 2006, not last year. The first pitch to Akamatsu is high and away, and a check swing blooper over the first baseman into right field, and Akamatsu leads off with a check swing base hit to right. A little excuse me swing, and Akamatsu is on, and Akamatsu is fast. He is definitely a threat to steal. Oh, that was last year. I'm being reaffirmed by Kendi. Nonetheless, that brings up Amaya, the Carp left fielder. Throw over to first base. Akamatsu back standing up. Recent thread on JapaneseBaseball.com about what a steal Akamatsu was from the Tigers. Many people comparing his potential to the loss of Arai to the Tigers. The first pitch to Amaya, called strike one on the outside corner. Left-handed pitcher, left-handed batter, second offering. And Amaya shows bunt, pulls back at the last second, taking the ball outside for ball one. That evens the count up at 1-1. My New York correspondent tells me that Williams is a soft-tossing left-hander. Looks like he's trying to nibble at the corners here. Throw over to first base. Akamatsu dives back in before the tag. For 2006, Williams was 3-1 for the Mets. Next offering misses high and tight. Amaya not showing bunt. Instead, backing out of the way of that, as it just misses him inside. The fourth offering swung on and lined toward third base. It looks like it's off Murata's glove and into shallow left field. Akamatsu holds at second base as Onishi comes in and fields the ball. A sharp line drive to the left side and off of Munata's glove. Puts runners at first and second and nobody out for the Carp. Here in the bottom of the first, Bay Stars having scored 5 in the top, leading 5-0. And that brings up right fielder Alex Ochoa. In his sixth year in Japan, batting .321, four home runs and 14 RBIs. First offering to Alex, misses low and inside, ball one. And Williams turns towards second base. Akamatsu back standing up. The second offering just misses outside. Ball two, no strikes, two balls. Williams has his sign, comes set. The third offering. Again, just missing that outside corner to the right-handed batter. Williams trying to get those corner calls and not getting them. No strikes, three balls to Alex. The next offering called strike one on the outside corner. One strike, three balls. The next offering swung on and lifted to right center field. Kinjo calling for the ball, makes the catch. And Akamatsu is not going for third. Not going to challenge Kinjo's arm. So Alex pops out to center for the first out of the bottom of the first. That'll bring up first baseman Kurihara. Kurihara batting .282 on the season with two home runs and eight RBIs. Catcher set up way inside to the right-handed batter. And the pitch called strike one on the inside corner. Tsuruoka was set up a lot more inside than that. Williams set the second offering. A looping curveball misses for ball one. One and one, one away, runners at first and second. We're in the bottom of the first inning. Next pitch swung on and lifted toward the first base dugout. Tsuruoka gives chase, but the ball goes over the fence and into the stands. Foul ball. That brings the count to two strikes and a ball to number four batter Kurihara. Williams has his sign, comes set, and the fourth offering misses inside, ball two. That evens the count up at 2-2. Runners at first and second, one away here in the bottom of the first inning. Bay Stars leading this one by a score of 5-0, batting around in the first inning. The next offering swung on and grounded through the left side into left field, base hit. Akamatsu rounds third. He heads home. And the Carp answer with one here in the bottom of the first inning. Kurihara, an RBI through the left side. So the Carp aren't down and out of this yet. Williams putting that ball right down the middle of the plate. Runners at first and second, one out still. And Sable swings at the first pitch, lifting it to shallow right field. Nishi going out. Yoshimi coming in, and it's Nishi looking toward right field, who makes the catch for out number two. It was a long run for Nishi to get out there. Wasn't that shallow right field? Nonetheless, two away now, runners in first and second. And number six batter, catcher Ishihara, coming to the plate. Ishihara batting 264 with two home runs and 10 RBIs on the season. First pitch, curveball missing inside, ball one. The second offering misses up high, ball two. No strikes, two balls to Ishihara. Two down, two on. One run in so far for the Carp here in the bottom of the first inning. Bay Stars are leading this one by a score of 5-1. The third offering, down the middle at the knees, called strike one. The next offering just misses up high, ball three. Good pitch by Williams there. Ishihara wanted to swing but held up. One strike, three balls. And the next offering swung on and grounded through the left side into left field, base hit. Onishi fields the ball, comes up, not throwing, as Amaya scores from second base on the second RBI single through the left side by the Carp this inning. So runners still at first and second with two down. And number seven batter, shortstop Kokubo, coming up to the plate. Bay Stars pitching coach heads out to the mound with the interpreter to have a word with Williams. I saw the interpreter talking with him, not Saito pitching coach. I was going to say it didn't look like the pitching coach. And now Nishi, through the interpreter, has some words with Williams. As Saito pitching coach headed back to the background, or back to the dugout before that exchange. Kokubo stands in, right-handed batter. left-handed Williams fires, and the call is strike one on the inside corner. Williams finally gets an inside corner call. The second offering misses up high, ball one. That evens up the count at 1-1. Kokomo batting 412 on the season. Has only played in 6 games so far this season. This is 7th. The next offering swung on and grounded to Fujita at short, who throws to Nishi covering second for the force, and the side is retired. But not before the Carp answer with 2 here in the bottom of the first inning. And after 1 complete, the Bay Stars take a 5-2 lead. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Bay Stars in the second inning will be setting up the top of their order as they batted around in the first. Onishi, Nishi, and Kinjo. Onishi in the first led off the game with a single to the left. The first pitch to Onishi in there for a called strike one. The second offering misses in the dirt inside. That evens the count up at 1-1. Onishi came up when Bigby went down with a muscle pull. Next offering misses outside, ball two. One strike, 2 balls. And Onishi has really been doing a wonderful job. The next offering swung on a comebacker. Hasegawa moves out of the way of it, allowing the ball to bounce right on past second base and into center field. Base hit. So, for the second inning in a row, Bay Stars get their leadoff man on. That'll bring up second baseman Nishi. Other games just getting started include Chunichi at Hanshin. Nakata will be throwing for Chunichi. Sugiyama scheduled to pitch for Hanshin. Hasegawa steps off the rubber. Onishi returns first and takes his lead again. Nishi has sacrificed bunt, his first at bat. Takes first pitch, showing bunt for a called strike one. Pitch down the middle. Also, Fighters with Sweeney on the mound will be taking on the Cebu Lions. Saitama Cebu Lions with Kinney getting the start For Cebu. The second offering in the dirt. Ball gets away from catcher Ishihara, but he keeps it in front of him, holding the runner. One strike, one ball. A throw over to first base. Onishi back standing up. I believe Deanna is at the game today at Cebu Dome as she continues her week-long golden week of baseball. The next offering, inside, swung on, and a one-bounder to third. The throw to second is in time. Second baseman, a short pump and then throw to first, but still in time to get Nishi. 6-4-3 double play. Erases the runner. And that'll bring up center fielder Kinjo with two down and nobody on. Oryx managed to score one run in the Lotte Oryx game. Run coming in on a double play that cuts the Marines' lead to 2-1. Kinjo takes the first two pitches for called strikes. Two strikes, no balls to count with two down and nobody on. The next offering, inside, but swung on and grounded to Kurihara at first base on a hop. And Kurihara takes the ball to the bag himself to retire the side. So the Bay Stars get a hit here in the second inning, but go down 1-2-3 at the end of 1.5 now. The Bay Stars lead this one by a score of 5-2. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for ProYaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hiroshima Toyo Carp, down by a score of 5-2 here in the bottom of the second inning, will be sending up numbers 8, 9, and 1 batters, Higashide, Hasegawa, and Akamatsu. The first pitch by Williams to Higashide called strike one on the outside corner. The next offering misses low and away, ball one. That evens the count up at 1-1. Higashide batting .284 on the season with no home runs and 5 RBIs. Third offering misses inside, ball two. One strike, two balls. And the fourth offering, that one catches the outside corner to the left-hander. 2-2, now the count. Williams just trying to paint the corners. 2-2 offering, swung on and grounded past Williams, who stuck out his pitching hand and fortunately missed the ball. Ball bounces past second base and into center field, base hit. Leadoff man is aboard once again for the Carp. That brings up pitcher Hasegawa. Hasegawa is 2-for-9, a 2.22 average. No home runs, no RBIs. Showing bunt all the way here. The first offering, bunted in front of the plate. Pitcher Williams fields the ball. His only play is to first base. And the sacrifice bunt is successful. So that brings us back to the top of the order in center fielder Akamatsu. Akamatsu singled to right, his first at bat. A check swing single. Came around to score. The first offering swung on and grounded to third base. Murata snags the ball, smothers the ball on the ground. Stands, fires to first in time. Two away. Good play by Murata at third base. That holds the runner at second. And brings up left fielder Amaya. Amaya singled to left, his first at bat. A line drive that Murata tried to stab, but it was deflected off of his glove. He had no reaction time. First pitch, swinging away, lifts the ball to right field, but Yoshimura, with a couple of steps towards center, makes the catch for out number three. So the Carp here in the bottom of the second get the leadoff man on, but the next three batters on three pitches retire the side. That's a low energy inning for Williams. And after two complete, the Bay Stars continue to lead this one by a score of 5-2. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael S. Bayer, host for ProYaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Bay Stars be sending up the heart of the order, numbers 4, 5, and 6. Murata, Uchikawa, and Yoshimura. The first pitch by Hasegawa. A high looping ball misses way up high, ball 1. Murata, a single, driving in 2 his first at bat. Single off the center field fence. Next offering misses outside, ball 2. No strikes, 2 balls, the count to Murata. The next offering misses up high. Ball three. No strikes. Three balls. The next offering, down the middle, called strike one, with Munata taking all the way. The fifth offering, and Munata unable to hold up on the high pitch. That brings the count full. That's the first full count by either pitcher this game. The full count pitch misses down low. Ball four. And Munata draws the second walk of the afternoon from Hasegawa. That'll bring up Uchikawa. Uchikawa doubled to center field. His first at bat. And that was the two runs. Not Munata's single. Okay. First offering to Hasegawa, or to Uchikawa, catches the outside corner. Strike one. And former Hiroshima Carp, Arai, knocks in a run as the Hanshin Tigers take a 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning at Nagoya Dome. The second offering somehow curves in there for a called strike two. Looked a little inside to me. Maybe all of Williams' corner shots have finally taken their toll and the umpire has expanded his strike zone. Next offering, a little outside, but Uchikawa protecting the plate, fouls it off to the right side and out of play. Count remains, two strikes, no balls. Catcher setting up low and away. The pitch, low and away. Ball one. The next offering, down low, but again, Uchikawa protecting the plate, swings and fouls the ball back to the backstop. And Hanshin's Katsuragi singles in two more. Nobody out as the Hanshin Tigers bat in the top of the first inning against Chunichi. The next offering, a one bounder taken for ball two. Fork ball dropping a little early? I don't think so. I'd like to thank Ken D for the updates in other games as we go along. 2-2 offering. Outside, but swung on and grounded to the right side. A diving stop by Higashide, keeping the ball from going to the outfield. He gets up, throws to first, not in time. Uchikawa outruns the fine play by second baseman Higashide. And once again, Uchikawa going after a bad pitch. The pitch itself was way outside. Uchikawa reaching for it, hitting it off the end of the bat, going the other way toward right. And it was a fine play by Higashide just to get to the ball, diving for it. Nonetheless, that puts runners at first and second with nobody out here in the top of the third inning. And that brings up Yoshimura. Yoshimura takes first pitch for a called strike one. Yoshimura, a three-run home run. His first at bat, that put the Bay Stars up by a score of 5-0 in the first inning. The next offering swung on and goes the other way. It's hit deep, but not deep enough. Alex, in front of the right field warning track, makes the catch. Murata touches up and heads for third base. As we now have one away and runners at the corners. And at Seibu Dome, Nippon Ham strikes first, scoring three runs in the first as well. So a number of big first innings. Bay Stars scored 5, Hanshin 3 and counting, Nippon Ham 3 and counting. Here on this Children's Day throughout Japan. The first offering to Fujita, grounded to second, and it's again Higashide on the ground, stopping the ball from going to right field. Throws to second for one. The relay to first is not in time. Murata scores the sixth Bay Star run as Fujita outruns the double play. Wow, another fine play by Higashide to get the second out of the inning. The first pitch to number 8 batter, Tsudoka, called strike one at the knees. Toritani doubles and Hanshin's up 4-0. Still with nobody out in the first at Nagoya Dome. The second offering misses down low over the outside part of the plate. 1-1. The Bay Stars have a runner at first base. One run in. Two outs. We're in the bottom of the third inning. Bay Stars leading by a score of 6-2. Next offering swung on and hit over Higashide's head into right field. One bound, two bound, base hit. And Fujita rounds second, heads into third, standing up. And the Bay Stars put runners at the corners now with two down and the pitcher coming up next. And it looks like Williams' debut game is over. Leading by a score of 6-2, the Bay Stars are going for the big inning. Ozeki coming up as a pinch hitter, batting .245, no home runs and two RBIs. Oya Kantoku going to the bench early, knowing that a four-run lead isn't enough. First pitch on the inside corner for a called strike one. The next offering misses inside. Ozeki backing out of the way of that one. 1-1 now the count. And Yano triples in two more for Hanshin as the Tigers go up 6-0 in the first. Third offering to pinch hitter Ozeki misses down low and inside. Ball two, one strike, two balls. The fourth offering swung on and lifted to center field, but Akamatsu coming in makes the catch for out number three. So the Bay Stars add an insurance run here in the third inning. And the pinch hitter for Williams means that we'll be having a pitching change in the bottom of the third. After 2.5 now, the Bay Stars take a 6-2 lead. Welcome back to Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. In to pitch for the Bay Stars is Koyamada. Koyamada has thrown 1 1/3 innings in just one appearance so far this season. He'll be facing numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters, Alex, Kurihara, and Siebel. Bay Stars leading this one by a score of 6-2. Alex stands in, batting 319. Popped out to center his first at bat. Swing at the first pitch, grounds it to third. Murata up with the ball, throws across the diamond to Uchikawa for out number one. One pitch, one out here in the bottom of the third inning. In fact, that's four pitches and four outs in a row going back to the second inning. Where after Higashide led off, Williams put down Hasegawa, Akamatsu, and Amaya on three pitches. First offering to Kurihara misses inside, ball one. The next offering swung on in a line drive. That's deep but foul. Wow, he really got a hold of that one. There was no doubt about the distance on that line drive. Kurihara just got around a little too early. Koyamada's 1-1 offering misses low and away. Ball two. One strike, two balls. Hanshin scores another one, leading 7-0 in the first inning. Now with two down. Next offering to Kurihara misses low and inside. Ball three. One strike, three balls. Kurihara only has two home runs on the season. Next offering, swung on, fouled off and out of play to the right side. That brings the count full. The next offering swung on and grounded to Fujita at short. The throw to first is in plenty of time for out number two. The first offering to Siebel. Down the middle of the plate at the knees. Called strike one. The next offering misses outside. Ball one. That evens the count up at 1-1. And that is Oyamada on the mound, not Koyamada. The next offering swung on and lifted to straightaway center field. Kijo trots back, kind of sidesteps a little bit toward right field, and makes the catch for out number three. So the Carp down in order for the first time this game in the third. And after three complete, the Bay Stars lead this one by a score of 6-2. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westbay, your host. We're at Hiroshima Shimin Kyujo, where the Carp in the fourth inning are changing pitchers. In the pitch is rookie Shinoda in his professional debut. He'll be facing the top of the Bay Stars order in Onishi, Nishi, and Kijo. This is the third time through the Bay Stars lineup. The bleeding finally stopped for the Chunichi Dragons as they finally managed to get out of the inning, allowing 7 Tigers to score. Onishi now batting 478 with 2 singles this game. Takes first offering up high, ball 1. The second offering misses way outside, ball 2. No strikes, 2 balls to Onishi. From Carp rookie Shinoda. The next offering catches the outside corner for a called strike 1. The fourth offering misses up high over the outside part of the plate. 1 strike, 3 balls to Onishi. Bay Stars leading this one by a score of 6-2. We're in the top of the 4th inning. The next offering called strike 2. So Shinoda comes in and it's right off to a full count to the Bay Stars leadoff batter. Shobu pitch, swung on and grounded foul up the first base side. Shinoda showing quick reflexes, going directly toward first base as the ball left the bat. In other games, Hiroshima leads Chunichi 7-0 in the first inning. Nippon Ham leads Cebu 3-0 in the second. Next pitch here, swung on and fouled off and out of play behind the backstop. Count remains full. And Chivalote Marines lead the Oryx Buffaloes by a score of 2-1 in the sixth inning. Shobu pitch again, swung on and fouled off to the third base side. So after bringing the count full, Onishi has fouled off 3 in a row. Shobu pitch again, swung on and fouled off again to the left side. Past third base coach. I tell you, you know, I was really hoping that Bigby would come through, but once he was injured and Onishi has come in, I have quickly become an Onishi fan. He is just ripping the ball. 2 hits so far today. And another foul ball, making Shinoda work here in the top of the 4th. Great bat control. The next offering misses inside, ball 4. So Onishi shows patience as well as bat control as he draws a walk on the 11th pitch by Shinoda. That'll bring up second baseman Nishi. Nishi has a sacrifice bunt and has grounded into a double play, batting 277 with 1 home run and 10 RBIs on the season. The first offering misses down low, ball one. Throw over to first base. Onishi back standing up. The second offering misses up high, ball two. Nishi laying off of that one. Bay Stars leading this one by a score of 6-2. The third offering misses high and inside, ball three. No strikes, three balls to Nishi. And Shinoda having trouble with the strike zone here in his debut game. The no three pitch, a freebie by the umpire as it misses inside and it's called strike one. Left-handed Shinoda comes set, steps off the rubber and fakes the throw to first. And the rain starts coming down in Hiroshima. Next offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Kokubo to Higashide for one. The relay to first in time, and Nishi grounds into his second 6-4-3 double play. What can we do about that? So that helps rookie Shinoda. And we'll bring up center fielder Kinjo. And the rain is coming down much harder, and the umpires are saying, let's hold up. And the rain just suddenly started pouring down. The field is being evacuated, and the tarp is coming out. So we're going to have a rain delay here.